Hey everybody, it's your girl Aromobics Rose and we are in the Goddess Lounge. To those of you who have been following me and keeping up with me, thank you so much. You are greatly appreciated. If you are not following me on Instagram, please do so at Aromobics Rose, which is A-R-A-M-O-I-X-R-O-S-E. Once again, it is A-R-A-M-O-I-X-R-O-S-E. I hope that this finds you well on today. I hope that you guys are having a better morning than I am. And more importantly, I hope that you guys are living your best life. So with that being said, let's get to it. We are currently in the Mask Off series. We are on episode 9. And today, we're just going to keep going. So once again, just for a brief description, those of you who do not know what the Mask Off series is about, it's just about being accountable for your own shit. So today I want to talk about expectations. A lot of times we end up expecting people to love, treat, honor, or respect us the way that we do them. And then there are some of us who expect all of this and give nothing. The thing about expectations is tricky, because we want to have standards and we want to have healthy boundaries, but somehow it gets crossed up into what we expect others to do with us. And it happens a lot in like relationships and friendships and marriages, especially marriages. It happens often. And a lot of times big blow-ups come from that and we never understand why. So I just want to share with you guys my experience with expectations, or I'll just say expectations and all. It being met, it not being met, and just... I just want to be transparent with you guys for a minute and just show you guys how having expectations could sometimes be your downfall. In my situation, it affects mostly my relationships. I'm a very kind and loving person. I'm a very giving person, but I am also a very affectionate person, and I tend to attract people who are not as affectionate or as loving or as communicative, I'll say, like just really big on communication as I am. So because I am open and I am a big communicator and I am affectionate and I can reach out and speak on things that are bothering me, I kind of automatically expect the receiving party to be able to do the same. And what do you do when they're not? What do you do when a buildup happens and you have this big collision of misunderstandings, of feelings, of unresolved issues, and it just flips your world upside down? Like, what do you do with that? What do you say? You know, I am learning that the quickest way to protect yourself from disappointment is to not have any expectations. I am learning that we have to learn to meet people where they are and allow them to be them. And when you do that, if it does not resonate with who you are and where you're going, it's okay to walk away. And a lot of us struggle with the walk away portion. And that's because of familiarity. That's because of comfort. It's usually because of insecurities, you know, worrying about what other people are going to say or think about you. Comfort. Maybe you're not responsible for finances and somebody takes care of you. Or maybe you don't want to start all over for fear of what's out there and what's, you know, what has changed and if you're going to fit into that world. A lot of us don't walk away from friendships that don't no longer serves us because we don't want to feel like a bad person. But sometimes you can just outgrow people. It's so many areas, jobs, you know, expecting a promotion after busting your ass and you still get looked over and someone else still get picked over you. There's so many areas this applies to. So Often I give this quote when I end my segments with you guys, and that is, don't fall prey to other people's expectations, but pace yourself and do you. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, as much as I say that, I forgot to do that for myself. And when you don't do that for yourself, you can put yourself in a very low vibrational state. And because I don't want any of you to feel that, I know I can't control it. I know some of you have to go down your own path, but because I know what that feels like, because I see the damage and the destructiveness that can come from it, I will advise you to make sure you apply that to yourself as well. Make sure that you are not holding expectations on things and people. Just flow. Just flow. I had to learn the hard way the importance of just flowing with things. And when you flow with things and you're not as emotional about it, you know, not as upset, you're able to make sound decisions. Very sound decisions. For me, making sound decisions has always been a struggle, because I've always cared more what someone else will think, you know, whether it be my husband, whether it be my kids, how they're going to take news that I may not be able to do something, I promise, or family, friends, even some fans when, you know, when I don't post for a long time. You have to really, 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 really analyze if that energy is serving you. See, when I say mask off for me today in this moment, right now, at this present time at 10:04 a.m., mask off and me looking in the mirror right now is saying, you set your expectations too high. And you set your expectations high on individuals who you already knew were not capable of giving you what it was you were expecting. But see, here's the problem. The problem with Aramoix Rose in that moment was I was expecting something that I myself was not giving myself. Not giving them, but not giving myself. So when I talk about expectations, it is okay to set expectations for yourself, goals, achievements. But when we start to put them in other people's hands and make them other people's responsibility, that is when life begins to crumble. That is when those moments of feeling alone begins to have its greatest effect and effect in your life. It's inevitable. Because we could be really unrealistic. We could be very unrealistic. A lot of us settle. A lot of us settle, and we settle because we don't take the time to analyze our own expectations for ourselves. Or if we do set an expectation and we see we're not meeting that expectation, what do? We lower how we feel about ourselves. We allow our energy to go low instead of going higher, instead of pushing through. This morning, I learned that I put expectations on individuals in my life who couldn't even meet their own. Yet I'm mad and I'm emotional and I'm frustrated and I'm acting shocked and surprised. Because see, most of the time these things are shown to us, we just ignore them. And then we get mad because we waited so long to acknowledge it. In this moment, I realized that I owe it to myself to honor my energy. I owe it to myself to put me first. I owe it to myself to take time and heal on my own timetable, not on somebody else's. I owe it to myself to be okay with the goals I have for myself, if that is what I desire and what I want to do. It doesn't matter what Sue, Mary Ann, Ashley, Brian, Joseph, Daniel, and King Arthur thinks. Like, it's just what I think about me. And I am challenging myself. Y'all know I always come with a challenge. I am challenging myself that from here on out, starting today, at 10:07 a.m. to set out things I want to accomplish for me, to make decisions for myself, to focus on myself and elevate myself. And when I get to where I'm going, then I can properly analyze where I want to be, what I want to be, what I want to deal with, who I want around me, who I don't. But I learned that you can't, I'm not going to say you can't because some people can't, but I can't make a sound decision without being in alignment and in my right position. See, life hurts. And that's the reality. Life hurts sometimes. Sometimes we're going to get obstacles. We're going to get trials and tribulations and tests. And it's not always going to feel good. It's not. But I had to hop on while I was in my feelings and why. And while everything was fresh, because that is the only way I can be transparent with you, with myself. Sometimes you really do have to look in the mirror. Now, don't get me wrong. Having expectations do not make you a bad person, but it can save you from disappointment because, like, where are these expectations coming from? Have we ever taken the time to step back and look why we expect what we expect? Because sometimes it's not just because of what you give. And if you are basing it off of what you give to other people, then you need to analyze why you give what you give. Most of the time it's because of a lack of, there's a lack. Like, for example, I didn't grow up in a household that was affectionate and loving. I know that I was loved, but it was literally about provision. It was literally about discipline. It was literally about school. It was about the things that I can't take with me when I leave this realm. I didn't grow up hearing I was beautiful. I didn't grow up hearing I was loved and I was safe. So when I got into relationships with friends or, romantically, I began to put those expectations on my partners or on my friends. Like, you know, hey, you know, you're supposed to tell me you love me. You're supposed to tell me I'm beautiful. You're supposed to tell me, no, they're not. Because if I believed it enough for myself, would I need to hear it? I really feel that even expectation at some point can become a form of illusion. And I was caught up in my own illusion. And because I love and care for y'all so much, I don't want y'all to make the same mistakes I am making. Now, if a person is doing you wrong, I'm not saying don't cut them off. I'm not saying don't separate yourself. If something is not serving you or is not conducive to your life and the path you are on, in no way, shape, or form am I saying deal with it. But I am saying it. Deal with it accordingly. Deal with it in a way that works for you. And disregard what somebody else think. Honor your own energy and really feel you. Feel the good, feel the bad, feel the ugly. So that when it's all calm, when it's all balanced out, you can make a sound decision for you and yours and your life. This is your life. Don't get your life wrapped up in your don't get your life wrapped up in other people. I'll just say it like that. That could be your kids, because you'll get so wrapped up in your kids when they graduate, you don't know what to do with yourself. You'll be sitting there stuck, feeling lost, feeling stagnant. You know, don't get your life so caught up in your friends. Because while you having life wrapped up in your friends and going out and hanging out and turning up, your home life can go to shit. Especially if you're in a marriage or in a relationship of any kind. Something gets neglected. Something gets ignored. Men, women, don't get so wrapped up in your job. Especially if you are involved in a commitment, because you would not only forget yourself and not rest the way you're supposed to and not nourish your body the way that you're supposed to, but you will give your worst and your least amount of effort to your partner, because by the time you come home, you the only thing you're going to have energy for is to eat some food, shower, and go to bed. More importantly, though, ladies, and I've learned this lesson so many times, and I'm still learning it. don't get so wrapped up in a man and or woman, for those of you who are a part of the LG, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to initialize it. For those of you who love the same sex, because I have no problem with that. I'm going to just say it. For those of you who are with the same sex, don't get so wrapped up in that person that you lose yourself and you forget who you are and you forget your strength and your beauty and your capabilities and your potential. Don't get so lost in it all that you look in the mirror and don't recognize yourself. All you see is that damn mask. It is okay to push through, to be positive in spite of. But let's make sure we're dealing with the core of our issues. Let's make sure we're facing things with a real perspective. Let's stop, like, this isn't a fairy tale. This is real life. I'm not going to censor my podcast. It is for everybody. I'm not going to censor my language. What's real is real. And if it's too real for you, then there are other podcasts that are available to you. I'm not going to censor my feelings because they are real and they are present for a reason. However, I will be cautious in how I channel my energy towards you. If you are the individual I'm, having a conversation with, I will be conscious of how I react, because there is no need for me to be belligerent or be violent. However, there are going to be some moments where that feeling is pure and it's raw, and that's just how it comes out. I honestly don't believe that anyone means to react in a negative way. I believe that hurt is a main button. It's like the main button for why people react the way they do. And when I say hurt, I'm not just saying in that current situation. I'm saying past hurt, past trauma, things that are unresolved. Hurt, new hurt just triggers old hurt. It's like pulling the scab off of a wound. Y'all know when y'all was kids and we'd be running around in the backyard and we had already scraped our knee the week before, so we have a scab. But then you will fall and tear that same knee up. Like, that is the worst. And emotionally to feel that is a lot. There's so many heavy hearts right now. There's so many things that are ending for people. There are so many new things that are beginning for people. And a lot of the new things that are beginning, I notice a lot of them are saying that the endings were painful, because this is a time of rebirth. This is what Mask Off is all about. Looking at yourself, holding what's yours, having accountability. What's yours is yours. Being accountable for that and working through that and embracing all of it so that you can function in this life the way you need to function for you. Period. I am going to continue to work on myself. I am going to continue to take my mask off and share everything with y'all, because somebody got to be real. Today, I took another layer of a mask off. Today, I realized that I was hurting and that I was not happy. And today, I realized that I need to take time and focus solely on myself. Does that mean it's an automatic fuck you to everybody? No. But sometimes isolation is required. And sometimes our circles, friends, family, pets, loved ones, just anybody, they get uncomfortable with that because they don't know how to take it. And for those of you who struggle with that, please understand that when someone isolates themselves, it does not mean it is because of you. It may be that they need to heal from something, or they need to deal with something that isn't concerning you. And as they do that, the best thing you can do for them is respect their space and encourage them. Don't make assumptions. When you make assumptions, you make an ass out of yourself. Trust me, I know I've been an ass a couple of times. Maybe a few. So I have a challenge. And the challenge is this. I want you to get a piece of paper and write out all of the expectations you have for yourself. What you've already accomplished, what you've met, scratch it out. But the ones that you haven't, the ones that hurt the most, the ones that keep you up at night, I want you to write out or at least say to yourself, and this is for you, you don't have to publicize this. It's at your own, it's up to you. It's at your own risk, you know, because you got to be careful what you put out there. Find out what the root to that expectation was. Because we come up with hella expectations when we're angry or sad or depressed or lonely or confused. Find out where that expectation is coming from and decide if its value is of any value to you. And what works for you, keep. And what doesn't, do what the fuck you gotta do with it. That's my point. Let's get real with ourselves. Time is going. Time don't wait for us. And while time is an illusion, it still never stops. Period. It still never stops. So I say this to you guys. My heart has so much love for any human that has a heartbeat. Any animal that has a heartbeat. My heart is very big. But my heart has never been big enough for myself. So while I'm going through this Mask Off series, please understand that there are parts of me that most people don't even have the balls to say out loud. I don't want you guys to feel like you can't be open and you can't be transparent. The Goddess Lounge podcast is all about transparency, and it is all about self-love, self-awareness, self-care. All of the things I wish I had growing up, all of the tools and the knowledge I wish I had growing up. I have a daughter myself, and I'm telling you, parents, it is necessary to teach your children these skill sets, these things. They need to hear I love you. They need to hear I believe in you. And it needs to be instilled in them so much that when they get older, if a man or woman decides that they don't love them anymore, if somebody says, you know what, yeah, you got a nice idea, but I don't think it's going anywhere, that they are unmoved and unfuckwithable. They are focused, they are driven, and nothing anyone says can move them. Be the parent you needed when you were younger. And in order to see what you need, sometimes you got to take your mask off and see where you fucked up at. With that being said, don't fall prey to other people's expectations, but pace yourself and do you. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. And know that every time I hop on this podcast, y'all, I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself. I'm just sharing my private conversations with you. Nothing but love, peace, light, and encouragement your way. Next week, you know another podcast is coming. And next week, we're going to talk about embracing our no's and turning them into yeses. Get ready, because guess what? This self-work ain't stopping until I am where I am meant to be. And this self-work ain't stopping until you guys are where you want to be. I love you guys. Love, light, and peace. And I catch you guys on the next one.